Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting on
the rest. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, July 26, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT.
It's Friday, and we're still here, so let's do what we do. All right. So, Ray, did you see anything out?
Wait. Okay. All right. Good. All right. I said before we get started, somebody just texted me and asked for an update about Jay and his family.
Okay.
So they're going through their, like I said, 11 days of mourning. But so I'll let them be and set something up to meet with the family after that time, personally, you know. So I'll let them go through what they're going through. I've gotten some texts and emails from some of you guys that you have sent cards and donations, and I thank you for that very much. So after that, hopefully in no other time, I'd like to have the family hear from you guys. But right now, we'll just leave them to doing what they're doing. All right? Let's go.
Okay. There have been no updates since our last call.
All right. All right. Let me give you guys an update now. Since it's Friday, I know everybody's ready to get their weekend started, everything. So let me see, what do we know so far? We know that the bank personnel are still on standby, which is a good thing. We know that our bank contacts have told us as of Wednesday, they said they have 10 days to get this party started, not completed, but to get it started. They had 10 days to get it started is what they said from Wednesday, CIA. So I already answered that. From Wednesday, that's when we first heard it. I did hear it again this morning. So from a different banking source. So that's what they're being told on their side. They're being told everything is done, completed at the banking. They're just waiting for a go. My treasury source is saying everything is done and completed, waiting on a go. Iraq had told us in June that the first week of July they were going to have an international card that could be used in every country, rate change, everything else. We were excited because we said, okay, that made sense. If they did this by June the 30th, like they said, it made sense for them to have an international card the first week of July. They didn't have it the first week of July. We were looking for it to come out. It was officially announced yesterday. There is an article out in Iraq, and we can post it. It became official yesterday. They now have an international travel card, which can be used in countries. In order to do that, they had to have an international rate, which we still haven't seen. Now, some people think that rate can come out tonight. Some people think it could come out over the weekend, and it could become live for all of us to see. But the card itself, in the article, says it is now official. They have an international travel card. So hopefully on Sunday, we'll see the rate show up on Forex. Can I guarantee it? Nope. I can't guarantee anything. I can tell you what we're hearing. So again, they all think within the next 10 days or by the end of the month, this should be over. Could it be sooner? Yes. Today is what? The 26th. It was only 5 days left to the end of the month anyway. We should be seeing that. Could be over the weekend. Could be Tuesday morning, but we'll see what happens. Everybody excited. There's nothing to do. Everybody's just sitting around saying we're waiting for the go. We're waiting for the go. Except the rate is supposedly still climbing. I did not get a rate update, but they did say it's still climbing. So nobody knows what it's going to finalize at. So with the travel card, with the bank sitting there, with the everybody sitting on standby again, ready to go for the weekend, probably go on high alert after 5 o'clock. But right now they're on standby. All we can do is wait. but it is coming. Oh, here's the good news. So our guy that was supposed to get the $40 million didn't get the $40 million. Nope. Nope. Ray was saying something. There's really mean, you don't want to say that. But anyway, I don't know that they'll get upset. So this is how close it is, I think. So we had two guys do contracts on houses. We had one guy do a contract to sign an agreement on a car. Well, one of the guys with the houses in this multi-million dollar house, he already had SKR. And this is why Ray probably don't want me to tell you guys, because everybody else is going to try and do it. But I'm going to tell you guys so you can be excited that it's done. Don't try to do it, but be excited that it's being done. The bank told him to go in and complete the purchase, and they're going to put up the money. Told him complete the purchase, they'll put up the money, because they are absolutely certain his SKR is going to pay out within the next 10 days. So they have no issue with doing that. Now, me, myself, being the skeptic that I am, looking at all the angles, I'll say, well, shoot, that's easy for the bank to say. Go ahead and do it. We'll put up the money because you're going to have it in the next 10 days. Knowing the escrow probably not going to close for 30 days anyway. So they ain't out nothing. They just seen it. But if it does, and if he can get it to close before then, they've told him they will put up the money, because they're absolutely sure his money will be in his account within 10 days or less. So it's all good. It's all good for everybody. I think we're looking at something absolutely positive. All we have to do is wait and let the celebration begin. That was it, right, Ray? Anything else? Did I forget anything?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Nope. Me too. Exciting weekend. I'm looking for it. Oh, wait. Let me see. Wait a minute. Wait, our committee guy told us something yesterday. That his bank was also giving him money to complete. He's actually buying a bank of his own. So I'm going to put it there. They were giving him the money to complete his purchase of that bank, knowing that his account was about to be funded also. So 2 days, there's two people. The bank was putting up the money for them because they said they were that close to funding their accounts. Forgot that part. Okay. All right, there we go. What's next?
Okay. Guess we'll just go to the questions on the board.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's see. New Money 28. Have you gotten any update concerning the person who had an appointment to possibly exchange dong? No update worthy of commenting and sharing. So we're still waiting to get more solid information. Jim and KC says, number one, Zimbabwe. Has there been a decision made on exchanging it? If so, will it go at the same time as the other currencies?
All the bank information is saying, yes, it will go at the same time. And guys, looking at it realistically, logically, how can they let the dong and the dinar go and then say they're going to do the Zim next week or next month and we all know about it?
Right.
That doesn't even make sense. I mean, we'd buy all the Zim in the world if that was the case. And they're not going to let that happen. So, especially not at those rates. So they have to go all at the same time. All right. Go ahead, Ray.
Number two says, what are the updated rates you said were rising while we wait?
Okay. And I already said I didn't get any updated rate information. He just says
okay.
Continue to go up. Okay.
Have you asked different banks about what is included in their structured payouts?
I haven't asked different banks because they said each bank could do their own thing. So No, I haven't. And the one that was telling us it was structured is now giving his guy all his money up front when this happens. So we're going to wait until they make the announcement, talk to all our exchanges that we know, and find out exactly what their plan is, and come on in and let you guys know before you make it to the bank. That's our plan.
Okay, Heartlight 2 says, Tony, a follow-up from my Wednesday questions about Canada and contract rate. You said it made you remember something you wanted to ask him, assuming you meant that person was in Canada. Can you tell us if you contacted that person? If so, are you willing and able to share now what it was about?
I would share absolutely with you, except I can't remember. So I would, absolutely, because I've talked to him twice since then. Well, I don't even know what I was supposed to ask. Sorry.
Okay. Red says, a couple of calls back, one of the callers gave you a question. Oh, same thing about Canada. Okay. Next question. A few weeks ago, you mentioned $1 for this M. I don't know what M is supposed to be, capital M, if we had a humanitarian program for the United States, and $2 for this if we had a humanitarian program for Zimbabwe. Is that still the rates that are available? Oh, I guess he meant Zim. And he said, you mentioned $1 for this M. But
no. Okay. The rate for Zim that we have is 11 cent, 22 cent, and 35 cent, not a dollar. Those are the rates that we have. $2 if you have a humanitarian project, for example. Okay.
Will the wealth managers and investment advisors at all five top tier banks be aware of the IMF investments and be able to hook us up?
I have no idea what individual wealth manager have knowledge of or what they're going to talk to. The fact of the matter is you have knowledge of it. They can go research it and find out for you. We should get the information. Again, we've been saying after the IRB is live and announced, hopefully our committee member will give us the additional information and how we can get involved. That's what we're looking to do. But I can't tell you what every individual wealth manager is going to know at each bank.
Sunstar says, number one, Tony, have you had any contact with any of your store vendors in the U.S. or Iraq? Any updates you can share?
They shared with us the travel card yesterday, that there was supposed to be a vote on the new governor, is what they were getting on their television yesterday. Alawi was supposed to be voting in. I do know the travel card went through because we have the article, said it was approved and official. I do not know how the vote went as far as Alawi becoming the new CBI governor. I don't see that anywhere. We don't have any news articles saying it, and I haven't been able to get in touch with anybody about that this morning.
Okay. Those of you that are in the Q&A, even though you're thinking Star One is not working, it is. I see you. A few folks have texted me about Star One not working. It's working. I see your numbers. Okay, let me get back to the Q&A. I lost my page. Where'd it go? There it is. Any dinar rate news on the Gazette?
Nope.
Okay. Skin Man says, my question is, what year and denomination of Afghani banknotes will be available to exchange? The last thing we remember being told was the 1,000 notes that they were readily accepting, and anything that was shucks. It's been a while. I'm thinking 1993 and higher. I could be mistaken, but it seems like that's what I remember learning about the Afghani. Nineball says, after all the meetings, if the Zim decision was in our favor, why is the committee member still saying it's a no-go? Time will tell.
Because he still didn't believe it. That's right. All right.
Let's see. A.V. Humber says, I'm buying more dong after the call. I'm going to take it with me on a much-needed family get-together. If we have an RV by the time we all meet, I'll give each of our adult children one 100,000 dong and say, don't lose this. You'll be very disappointed losing $45,000. Then they'll finally know their dad wasn't nuts. My question, as of today, Friday, July the 26th, what are the latest rates for dinar, dong, zim, and rupiah? They're all still the same. They haven't changed.
Okay, and just so you know, giving your kid a note at 47 cents and it comes out to be $45,000, all that tells them is you were right. Doesn't tell them you're not a nut, because you can still be a nut. You're just right. All right, go ahead.
A right nut, okay. Hey, we'll get you for that.
Let me tell you something. You guys will hear this, and you'll know it, and you're actually going to see it. Some of you are going to actually experience it, but a lot of you are going to see it, okay? Money doesn't make you any smarter. It just makes you a rich dummy. There's a lot of them going to be out there because they're not paying attention, didn't pay attention for 10 years, don't know what they're doing. They're not going to be any smarter because they got hundreds of millions of dollars or millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're just going to be richer. That's it. So unless you paid attention. All right, let's go.
Okay, let's see. Sam Wise, your question was answered on the last call on why Tony favors buying more dong. He gave a good detailed explanation of that. Nikki Wu, what are your thoughts on the IMF feedback and the dinar, in that the dinar will remain pegged to the U.S. dollar?
I don't know if you have an article that says that or not. I haven't looked at it, but they're supposed to be paid to the basket, I mean, which is part of the U.S. dollar. And I don't have any problem with it. If it does, we know what the exchange rate is going to be. So I do think it's going to be paid to the basket, though, not just the dollar. But we'll see. I haven't seen the article that says it's going to just remain with the dollar.
Okay, Susanna C. asks, are SKRs getting liquid yet?
No. They're not liquid yet. Don't care what anybody else is telling you over there. I haven't seen any liquid yet. Out of all the people we know who are doing the exchanges, they aren't. They're preparing to do it. They're ready to do it. And again, like they told him today, it should happen within 10 days. Necky, my other guy said it on Wednesday, but one guy's wealth manager called him this morning, said, go ahead, the bank's just going to put up the money, go do it, and you'll be liquid within 10 days anyway. So,
all right, that? Live callers. First one is area code 281. You are on. You're on. Oh, wait a minute. What happened? Let me try it again. Okay. How about now, 281? Is this board doing something crazy? 1 second. All right. 281? Still not? Okay. We'll go, let's try 916 and see what happens. Area code 916.
Good morning.
Greetings.
Morning. This is a super fantastic day. I'm looking forward to happening this weekend. I did try to go and buy some more dong yesterday, and they wouldn't let me buy it for the first time. I don't know what that means.
And what did they say?
They told me that I couldn't buy it. I mean, I asked them. I said, well, normally when I buy it here, it's $47 for a million. And they said, yeah, well, we can't sell it right now. And so I just left it at that.
Okay, we can't sell it right now. We don't have any to sell to you. The rate's not on the screen. You didn't get none of those questions answered, right?
Well, it sounded to me like they couldn't get the rate right, like they couldn't see it, because normally they would put my name in there because I have an account, and then they would go on there and do it from the computer. But they couldn't see anything. They just said we couldn't do it right now. So I don't know. That's what it sounds like, that they couldn't get it to come up on the account to see how much it was or whatever. And that's at Chase. So, that's really weird to me. Now, when I went to Bank of America, they just told me straight out that they wasn't doing it. That they wasn't selling any dong foreign currency. And so I left it at that. But I had been getting it at Chase, but yesterday they wouldn't let me do it. So.
Okay. So this morning, what did they say?
I haven't been back here this morning yet.
Okay, so I got somebody texting me right now saying they bought dong at Chase yesterday, just so you know. So I bought dong yesterday at Chase. You can't. And the other thing is this, so you'll know, since you're 916, I take it you're in Sacramento, right?
Yep.
Okay, Greenback Sunrise, U.S. Bank. Walk right in there and walk up to TravelX, and they'll give you all you can. I mean, all they can, right there, and put it in your hand. You don't have to wait 2 days for it to get it. You can go there right now before they close at 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and get what you want.
Okay. I appreciate that info.
All right. Okay.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. What's next, Ray? Hello. Well, now we don't lost him. He worried about losing everybody else. Huh?
Okay. Let me see. 281. Let me try this 281 number. This board seems to be doing something crazy here with the call lines. That might be why they couldn't see that the hand was raised. It is doing something crazy. Okay. Still no 281. Let me try 208.
Hello?
208, this you?
Yeah, is that you?
208?
No, is that you?
Now, you seem to think that this is going to happen before the end of the month?
That's what people in the bank think. I thought it was going to happen before the end of the week, but here we are. I'm hearing from several banks 10 days. I'm hearing from people in Iraq that they think we will see it before the end of the month.
Well, let's hope so. All right. Have a great day.
Let me tell you this, just so you know, they thought we were going to see it before the end of last month, too. But we will see it. It's going on. Everything is done. And that's the one thing we know. It is done. Everybody, including our treasury sources here, are still saying we're just waiting for a go. We don't know what we're waiting for, but they're all saying everything is done.
Well, that's good. Well, thanks so much, Tony.
All right. Okay. Have a great weekend.
You.
You too.
Okay, let's see if this is working properly. 850 again.
Good afternoon. How you doing today?
Is everybody
all right? How you doing?
Wait, we have two people on the line. We still got the other guy on the line.
Man, this thing is doing something crazy here.
Yeah. Well, I ain't going to hold everybody up. So my quick question is, anything from your folks in Iraq as far as rates that they're paying the contractors? Are they still being paid at the same rate in country, or are they getting something else?
Didn't even ask about contractors' rates, to tell you the truth. It was probably a question I could have, but it was actually a contractor who informed us that it should be by the end of the month, though. Okay.
Okay. And so you said that the Treasury contact is basically saying that they're expecting by the end of the month. And now that we, you know, we're hearing that, you know, a lot of you can go ahead and, you know, selected as the new position is Governor of CBI. He's already familiar with everything. As far as the RV goes, you don't think that anything like that would be a potential holdup?
Okay, a couple things. First of all, I said the Treasury guy said it's all done. Not that he was expecting it by the end of the month. He was expecting it last night. Second thing.
Okay.
They said Alawi was supposed to be voted in yesterday as a new CBI governor, and I don't have any proof of that. No articles coming out, nothing saying that it passed. That was just the information that was on their television, so I don't know if that's done or not. The third thing is, even if it is done or isn't done, it won't matter with the RV because all of that has already been completed.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your time, gentlemen. Let's look forward to what happens this weekend.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Let's see. That was, what, 850 area code, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know. This board's doing something crazy here, opening lines. Okay. We keep jumping back to numbers we've already passed and opening it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure all the lines are closed. Let's try 708. Are you there?
708.
Hello?
708. Hey,
you already jumped to 281. So,
oh. Hey,
right.
Ray.
Hello.
Tony.
Ain't nobody talking to you. He said 708.
Look here, you get what you get. How y'all doing today?
I'm
all
super
right.
Fantastic. How you doing?
This is Anthony Green.
Good. Working and listening to you guys. I had a question. So, Tony, I've been doing a lot of reading different places, and we're hearing that there should be some what they call satellite banks, private banks. They're going to be private, though, mirroring banks in the U.S. Of course, we won't know where they are or who they are, but they're supposed to be in 48 states from what we're hearing. Can you tell me, in your opinion, the difference between satellite and U.S. banks that are private? So it would be a bank out of Iraq, I'm sure, from what they're saying. They're going to be Iraq banks are going to have satellite banks here in the United States, but they're going to be more private banks. What does that mean to you?
Okay.
In your opinion.
I mean, Iraq has branches. And he's calling them satellite banks because they're not at the main branch and they're out the country. It just means they have branches here in the U.S. That's what we're working. I haven't seen any, haven't heard of any, nowhere.
Uh-huh.
And you can Google it and look, especially not one in each state. I don't see that anywhere. Now, if there are private banks, of course, around. First Citizens has one. Three blocks down from my house, but it's a private bank. I never see anybody there. Five people here. And everybody here
just think it's a front to run money through, because it probably is. But it says private bank. It's the only private bank I know never has a car in the lot, but it's a functional bank. Now,
so
as far
you,
as Iraq goes,
bank,
it's just...
When you say... I'm sorry. When you say private
bank... Okay, it's just
bank,
a branch bank. Go ahead.
Okay. But when you say private bank, is that only for certain people or something that you have to be... I mean, I know... How do you qualify to be having an account, I guess, with a private bank? Is certain criteria you have to go through or something, or what?
You do, and each bank has their own. Some only takes, business people. Some only takes people with $5 million accounts. I mean, it's how each bank is set up. I can't see an entire country being like that. China's over here. They have branch banks or satellite banks, but you can go in and apply for a loan there, and they can't. They're not all private banks. What's the purpose of having 50 private banks over here? I mean, they got that many Iraq citizens in each state that are going to drive 4 or 5 hours in each state to use a bank, or they're going to do it electronically. Why would they need that many? No other country has that. So, and I don't see it anywhere. I know you guys are being told that, but we have yet to see any locations where those banks are operating. I'm not going to say they're not. I'm just going to say I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah. Well, I know when I last heard it, they were not operating yet. They are getting positioned to operate once, I'm assuming, maybe once this thing, well, from what I'm understanding, once this goes live and everything is working, I think then we'll start hearing and seeing more about them from what I'm hearing. But I wanted to ask your opinion on what you thought about that.
I don't think you're going to hear anything about them. There's no need. It's not going to be, again, just like the RV. It's not going to be in the 6 o'clock news. It's not going to be a news flash. It's not going to be airplanes right across the sky. Iraq banks just opened in the U.S. or anything else, because the rest of the population doesn't care.
Man. Yeah.
Why is Iraq going to do that? Again, is what we had to question. I mean, I have China banks here, and they have them probably in New York. They got them in L.A. because they do a lot of international business, and maybe Iraq is going to do that. I don't see it. But it's not something going to be for the general public or that the general public will even care about.
So if, say, okay, so that's a good question that I'm going to ask now. So if China does have a branch or branches here in the U.S., American citizens like ourselves, of course, I guess you say we have to meet qualifications, whatever their qualification requirements are. But at that point, if you meet them, then can we open up a currency account and leave it in China's currency? Instead of converting it to U.S. dollar? I mean, are those banks doing that kind of stuff now?
You want to get yuan and put it in a Chinese account as yuan?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Is that available now at some of these banks where, like, China has?
I have never been to a Chinese bank. Yeah.
Oh,
does that make
okay.
sense for you to open an account in their bank with their money? Absolutely makes sense. I know Wells Fargo is going to have multiple currency accounts where you can put it in those currencies. It would make sense for China to do that, because most of the people are their nationals who belong to those banks. But
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you could, a U.S. citizen, could do that, because I know there's strict rules and regulations right now. But I'm thinking after the RV happens and this thing goes international, I believe we'll have a lot more opportunities, which I've been saying that for a while, to do certain things,
Let me tell you this. So you guys don't mistake anything. You can open an account in one, if you can, in that bank or any other bank. They're in the U.S. They're going to go by U.S. banking regulations, and they are going to report it. I don't care who you are, especially being an American citizen. It will be reported to the IRS, to the Treasury, and everybody else.
that they're supposed to report to. There's no hiding it in a Chinese bank or anything like that. There's no hiding the information, especially not when they're on U.S. soil.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that was just a question. I'm sure we'll see more and more things being an opportunity to us once this happens. We'll probably be amazed at what we'll be able to do and can't do. So, all right. Well, thank you, sir. Hopefully we'll see this
soon.
All right,
that's
have
right.
A good day.
Have a great day. Great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye. 617. Let's see if this is going to work.
Hey. Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Okay. Hey, good morning. Super fantastic. How you doing?
Oh, wicked. Super fantastic. From Boston.
Okay.
Yeah. Could you please tell us, who is this Mr. C?
Nobody. So, Mr. C. Contrail is who a bunch of people think runs this, runs the financial world, runs, you know, I guess the cabal and everything else, runs everything in Reno. All these people rely on this guy. He's going to run for years. He's going to flip the switch. He's going to demand that it's done. Nobody's going to get paid until he gets paid first, but on and on and on. So he's nobody to me.
Tony, thank you very much for sharing. That's all I need to know. You guys have a great
okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Okay.
It might have been too blunt for some of y'all, but it is what it is. All right, go ahead.
All right, let me see this. I'm getting notices from Blog Talk that they're having serious system problems. Yeah, really. All right, let's see if this is working. 703 area code. Is your line open?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, hello, and no, I won't give you my Social Security number.
Ooh, okay, then.
Well, we already have it.
I was saying nothing I could do with it if you do give it to me. So anyway, okay.
Well, that's the challenge that Ray always gives me, because the very first time I got on, I gave you my whole name. I was new to the process and didn't realize I probably shouldn't do that, seeing that all types of people are listening. So, but I'm glad to make it back on the call. I've tried many, many times, and I was also one of those persons who thought the raise hand function was not working because on our end, it's not letting you know. So I actually hit it multiple times and said something's not working right. But you have actually answered the questions that I had, and I will not take any unnecessary time.
Well, what did you want to know? Who Cantrell was? Is that what you want to know, too? No, I'm just joking.
You're funny, although, you know, I've done my research, and actually what bothers me tremendously is that there are a lot of people who get on your call, and then I see them commenting on Mark Z's call about you, about Mr. Cantrell. They go to Cantrell's call or on Mark Z's call, and talk about you. They come on here and ask questions about them. And they do the same thing to all of these intel providers. And it just blows me. I'm thinking, we're dealing with grown people who are doing this petty crap. What are they going to do when they get some money in their hands? If you don't like what you hear, get off the call and mind your business. That's really how I feel. I did have my questions about Cantrell, but you can do research and find out for your own self. You don't have to ask anybody else.
I think I like you.
Sure, huh? I'll say you're passionate about that, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Can you tell? Was it in my voice?
Woo, boy, I'm telling you.
That burns me up. That really does. They just go around bad-mouthing everybody because they're not getting what they want to hear, as if you guys control what's happening. They badmouth as if you keep telling them something that's not coming to pass, when clearly it's information that you are fed. You can't control what people are telling you. So that just burns me really, really bad. And I'm not going to say anything else before I say the wrong thing.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good one, you all.
What your, right, what you your name is?
All right.
Have a good day. Thank you. 765. Yes, let's see if this is going to work. Area code.
Hello.
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 Yes. You're on. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, yeah, Larry. What's your gut feeling, Tony?
With my gut feeling is somewhere in the next 10 days this is going to happen. Hopefully by the end of the month. But I feel like everything I'm hearing, it is over. We're waiting. We just don't know who we're waiting on. But everybody says they're just waiting on the go. I got to trust that. The banks are ready. The people are sitting there. I don't think the banks go this far in keeping their people locked down or on standby without really feeling that this is the time for it to happen. So we'll see. I really like the fact that the international card did, in fact, go international yesterday, and they made it official. We were waiting for it that first week in July, and it bothered me that it didn't happen because it was supposed to happen right after the announcement. But now it has happened. So we'll see what happens over the weekend.
You confirmed that, correct?
I did confirm. We got the article right here that they put out today. And it is now official.
All right, well, keep fingers crossed. Something happens here 4 months longer.
Yep. All righty. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. See ya.
Okay, take care. Well, I'm having a time with this board. Okay, somebody's line is open, but I can't pinpoint who it is. Let's see. Things going crazy.
Okay, everybody just mute your phone, because we don't know who it is. So.
Okay, let's see. 251 error code. Are you on?
Hello?
251, okay, go ahead.
Is that me?
Yes.
Oh, well, hello.
Hello.
My first time getting through.
Okay.
Ooh, how you do that? I like that trick.
I don't
how
know.
How you change your voice just like that now? Ooh, hello. All right, go ahead.
I wasn't sure if it was me or not.
Okay.
It's you.
I just have a couple of questions.
All right.
I had heard that this revalue had happened before, after the, I want to say, Kuwait War. Is that right?
Kuwait went through the similar process, yes.
But I don't think a lot of people knew about it then, did they? Because I don't remember hearing anything about it, and I've been in it for over 10 years.
A lot of people didn't know about it. Okay, it was a well-kept secret. The rich got richer. A lot of people weren't supposed to know about this. It was supposed to be over in a short period of time, but because it is dragged on and on, more people than they wanted to know now know.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I did want to tell you, too, that I just bought some dong yesterday from Wells Fargo. I didn't have any problem getting it.
Okay. Good.
And
how much was
also,
it?
It was $47 for a million.
Okay.
Also, when this does finally happen, are we supposed to be, like, our main account that we have most of the money in? Is it supposed to be in our checking account or in our savings account, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. It's up to you, just as long as it's in an interest-bearing account. So you can be getting paid on it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Great. Well, that was all of my questions. I appreciate you guys. You guys are wonderful, and I love all the information.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, let's see if I can get that line to the next number. Should be 615. This thing will act right.
Ray, can you hear me?
615, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, if you're area code 615, go right ahead.
Yes. All right. This is Lena.
Okay.
Tony, can you explain to me, if you could, a week ago, the banks or the Treasury, or I guess it was the banks, were saying they wanted to do the $5 million account people. And did that get concluded? Is that been done, or is that just going to come up as another excuse a little bit later on? Did that happen?
Well, it happened. I know they were exchanging them and the accounts, and they were doing just what the guy with the $40 million did, got SKRs, but they were getting them out of the way. Yes, they were actively doing that even over the weekend. Now, where they're at today, I don't know, because they were doing it, and they thought they would be to us already. It would be complete.
Exactly. It was supposed to be 2 days.
They're still going, or they stopped, and they're just waiting for a go for us. Because right now, the person that was doing that, well, actually two of them, they're semi-quiet. I didn't ask about that. But they are quiet. They are having their phones monitored even when they're at home, so they're scared to talk about stuff. Bankers have been threatened in the last week with losing their jobs.
Okay. All right. And then also, you used to say, and I have heard this mentioned 3 or 4 times, but I still don't have it right, I suppose. Should the dinar be placed in a separate account from the other currencies still or not?
I don't know still or not. Okay, I know. I don't know still or not. I can tell you, during the Obama administration, the Treasury Department, once was there, told me to separate the accounts. I don't know what this administration is doing. And we're not hearing that. What we're hearing right now today is there's going to be no taxes on any of it. So it wouldn't matter. If there are going to be any taxes, it could be on the dong and the zim, but not the dinar. That's why it says separate the accounts.
So the currencies you have, I have I have 4 different currencies. Keep the dinar separated from the others.
That's what I was told back then, yes. Now,
okay,
the bank
well,
is now going to tell you it doesn't matter because they're going to say there's no taxes on any of them now.
But what if they don't know when we get to the exchange process if there's going to be taxable or not? Should we? I mean, what are you going to do?
I'm
going
to say, then you're going to have a decision to make. That's what's going to happen. You're going to have a decision to make. Now, I'm going to separate mine just because that's what I was told back then, and he knows more than I know. He worked at the Treasury Department, not me. So, because to me, it's better safe than sorry. So that's what I intend to do. But,
so
yeah,
are you
going to
separate?
We worked it all out. Let's do something else. Go ahead.
So are you just going to separate the dinar from the others, or are you going to keep them all separate?
No, I'm just separating the dinar from the others.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay. That takes us to 707 area code.
Oh,
Hello.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
First time co-working and doing this for 13 years. So I appreciate you taking my call.
Wait, let me ask you, are we on a speaker or something?
Yes, hang on 1 second. I'm on my headset.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yes, okay. Much better.
Okay. So my questions have mostly been answered, but my question now to you is, obviously you haven't heard of anybody who have exchanged for SKRs actually become fluid, correct?
Not in the last couple of years, I haven't. Prior to that, yes, I have.
Okay, so all those government people that work for the three-legged agencies and our congressmen, everybody else, did get fluid. That's what you're telling me, right?
Yes, they did. It was years ago, yes.
Okay, so kind of following on from one of the gentlemen on Wednesday's call was talking about how every Friday, Wednesday, you seem to be very pumped up. Why don't we talk about some of the issues on Monday when it doesn't happen and why it didn't happen? Maybe we could think about doing that.
Okay. So you might have been on another call you talked about that because we didn't talk about it on this call. But let's talk about it. On Fridays and Wednesdays, we give you the information we're getting on Friday and Wednesday. On Monday, we're giving you the information we're getting on Monday. And it says it didn't happen on Friday or Wednesday. If we knew why it didn't happen, then we'd know why it wasn't happening every single day, wouldn't we? So all we know is this is the next window they gave us and to look for it, and here it goes. What we know is it didn't happen because somebody didn't give them the go. Who that person is, I don't know. You want me to say it's Donald Trump? Donald Trump said no. On Monday, Tuesday, he said go. On Friday, he said no. On Monday, Tuesday, he said go. And on Friday, he said no.
Okay.
Now,
we,
you want me to pinpoint somebody? I don't know that. Now, I just threw that out there because I don't want to blame anybody.
No, that's fine.
If I knew who that person was, I'd call him.
Right. I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about what the problems were. Like you have said before, it was the Zim last week. They weren't sure if he was going to go, wasn't going to go, and that's what held it up. So without mentioning anybody's names, because we don't need to know that, we don't need to know half the stuff that people talk about on this call, because it really doesn't matter. All they care about is getting the money for both us and the Iraqis. But on the other side of the coin is, why do they keep telling you, or are they giving you false information, that it's going to happen this weekend, this day? You believe that?
Evidently, because that's what they're being told. Now we're getting ready to go. We heard the Zim was resolved. Issue was resolved. Then 3 days later, it's still an issue with somebody else. So now it's not resolved. You agreed to agree, but when it came time, they didn't agree. And that goes on and has gone on in negotiations forever. But there's nothing I can control. I can only give you the information.
My last question is, before you had talked about that it was the BIS that was the one that was handling this and not the U.S. Treasury because they say it's a go. So is it the BIS or is it the Treasury that still has the finger on the button?
Well, the Treasury, and actually our committee guy told us it was the BIS. Now, at any time, there's the BIS, the IMF, the World Bank, and the U.S. Treasury. They all have veto power. So at any time an issue could come up with either one of them, then it's not going to go.
Well, I would say it was probably the BIS and the Treasury because other countries aren't involved in this except for Canada. Because I've got friends
England
in the UK that,
is involved
that
they've
even heard of it.
Well, that don't mean you're not involved. It just means they don't know. All right, I can go up and down my block, and a whole lot of people would tell you they never heard of it because it just means they don't know. It doesn't mean the U.S. is not involved.
Yeah, I understand. But my connections are kind of like your connections. My guy is one of the top people in banking in London. And he said, I haven't heard anything about this stuff. And
okay. And the same thing here. Right. You can talk to people here in the top five banks, and they're in executive positions, and they're going to tell you it's a scam. It's not going to happen. We don't have any information on it at all. You can call Abbott right. Downing right now and talk to 10 of their wealth managers, and they're probably going to tell you, I don't have a clue what you're talking about, because they haven't been briefed yet.
Right. Well, you would think he was, as he is. That's what he does for the bank. He works in the currency department, and he does trading for the bank. That's how he makes his money. And I'm fully aware of how secret some of this stuff is, because I actually work with platforms, private placement platforms, not banking platforms. But maybe one day we can talk about that separately, because some of the information that you talked about, I'll just say this, I do better than they do. So, but anyway, we'll see what happens this weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, Ray.
All right.
All right.
Let's see. It takes us to 574. This thing is working properly.
Hello. This is Lady Songbird on the forum. And
hey.
Hi. I just wanted to, first of all, tell you guys that you've done an awesome job, and we rely on you, and we love you, and thank you for everything. I wanted to know if you could play a birthday song for me. Today is my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Oh, really? How old are you?
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Thought I'd catch you off guard. Anyway.
I
want to
wish you a happy birthday. Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Thank you so very much.
Happy birthday again. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. That was it? No question?
No question.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
404 area code. You're on. This is still working. 404?
Nope. You still got the other one on.
No, that was after. Okay. How about it now? 404. Are you there?
Yeah, the second.
Nope. You still got the other one on. I can still hear her talking.
Okay. Give this one more try. Yeah, okay, what was that? That was 7-4.
Well, maybe they maybe they're not paying attention. Try another one.
Let me go to 610.
There we go.
Is that one kicking in? Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony, and yourself?
Super fantastic, my friend.
All right.
Hey,
Ray. Ray, this
hey,
is
sir.
For you. At the beginning of the call, 15 minutes before the call, I kept calling in on the Q&A line, and the recording that I got was that the party you were calling is temporarily unavailable, and I was not able to get in on the Q&A line until
1:15 Eastern time. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why you're having a problem today with Blog Talk.
Okay. I don't know if that's why, but yeah, Blog Talk is definitely screwed up today.
All right. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all of that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Sir.
All right, Tony.
Okay. Let's see. 972, you were next in line, but then you disappeared, so if you're still listening, the system must have done something and kicked you out. Let's see, 704. See if that one's working properly.
Hey there. How are you guys doing today?
I'm saying
super
fantastic. To the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I was fixing to think I wasn't going to even get on because I got on at like 12:44.
Mm-hmm.
And then Glenn got on at 1:15. I was like, well, how the hell did that happen? But I haven't called y'all in quite a while. And then it's been a long time since I've talked to Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a crazy sibling that listens to all those idiots. Tony.
Okay, here it comes.
Okay.
You know
those idiots. I had to just.
Okay, wait a minute. Sorry, 704.
Wait,
I think
wait.
The system just muted you. I'm trying to open your line back up.
All
okay,
right.
You still there?
Back up.
There you are.
Yep,
okay,
I'm
wait.
Here.
Yeah, back up. Back up. Yep.
Back up.
Yeah, you got a crazy sibling. That listens to the idiots. What happened?
Yeah. So I had to just it might have been 2 or 3 years ago, I just had to quit listening to anything. And I didn't know about these crazy idiots that are out there. But she's been keeping me informed and everything. So, Lord, she texts me all the time about them. You know, and they have conspiracy theories and everything.
Mm.
And they're always talking about HSBC being the main bank. But when I Google, you know, tier one banks, HSBC. It's not a tier one bank.
What is it?
It's a three.
Hmm.
Now, Wells and Bank of America and Chase and I don't remember what else, but I've worked for Wells and I worked for New Wachovia and the Old Wachovia, and and I just thought it was funny. Well, last week or the week before, you were naming off different banks, Tony, and you said First Union.
Why, you work for First Union now?
No, no, that's not First Union no more. They became the New Wachovia.
And there's a First Union bank four blocks from my house right now. That drive past
it,
every day.
It wasn't the old First Union.
Okay.
It wasn't the First Union that decided to buy Wachovia and then rename it the New Wachovia.
So, all right.
No.
Wachovia Bank. First Union bought them. I thought Wachovia was done, but I know they were just on the East Coast, because they're not. They only bought part of them, and they were there.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of the New Wachovia yet. So it
was
just Wachovia Bank.
Well, see, I began working for the New Wachovia in 2002. I came from South Carolina from being from First National Bank of South Carolina and then being bought by South Carolina National. And then when the government said it was okay for the banks to go cross lines, Wachovia came and bought South Carolina National. Then I moved to North Carolina with Wachovia. And then First Union got in a whole bunch of trouble with their mortgages and ruined their name.
Okay.
And they bought
Wachovia. Let's do this
Wachovia.
Real quick, because we only got a little bit of time left.
All right, I can give you the history.
HSBC is the bank, I know, for Wells Fargo. HSBC does own Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo will go through HSBC with the Zim. That is how it is set up.
Okay, all right. Because, you know, the crazy sibling saying she's going HSBC, and I thought we were worrying about, you know, but if Wells Fargo's a tier one, then HSBC's got to be tier one.
All they got to do is be 30% owner of Wells Fargo, which they are. So I don't know what tier they are. They don't have that many branches here, but they're a larger bank.
Yeah.
So.
There's a commercial bank here in the big banking center of North Carolina, and Ray knows where that is.
In Charlotte.
Okay.
In Charlotte, in Queen City.
In Charlotte. That's right.
Yeah.
That's where all the banking headquarters are, besides San Francisco. Arena, but okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, there's not a personal banking center here for HSBC. Only a commercial one that I have found.
Okay.
So since I my banking career was ended with Wells, not pleasantly, I didn't really want to go to Wells.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So,
well,
you know,
I can tell
years.
You the Wells is doing the Zim, and my Chase Exchange is here, they are doing the Zim. So we'll
what
see
about
what
Bank
happens.
Of, even though I really don't like Bank of America, you think Bank of America is going to do the Zim?
Bank of America had stepped away from this. They only wanted to deal with their customers. So if you are a Bank of America customer, they may do it for you, but they just didn't want the general public coming to them to do this exchange.
Well, that's who I bank with. I don't really, you know, care for them, but, you know, I just don't like banks. But how do
well,
you
being the fact that
them?
You worked at them and worked at so many, you know how they work. I understand why you don't like them.
It's called the shareholders, not the employees.
Okay.
The shareholders are who the managers worry about. They don't worry about their employees. So, I guess that's
no.
Who,
they
that's
don't
who.
Worry about their customers either. They worry about the shareholders.
They're shareholders, plain and simple. That's who comes first.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we can get that $28.50 for the dinar and not have to have any kind of plan, you know, with the Zimbabwe, if you there for a while, they were saying like the 35 cent was the one that you had to have the humanitarian plan, that you had to go into Zimbabwe to do something in Zimbabwe. And
yep, that was the $2 if you go into Zimbabwe and do that.
Zimbabwe, so So, and then we had the lady the other week that got on and said that she was from Zimbabwe, and she didn't want to give the Zimbabwe because it went to the government and not to the people, went to the powers that be in Zimbabwe. So, you know, and I wanted to be one that would go toward the charitable, the charities and everything that were in Zimbabwe, because you said to Google Zimbabwe's humanitarian plans. And so I did, and, you know, and there were about three major charities there in that, but that would be a passive humanitarian, right? Considered passive?
I would. You don't have to do anything, just give them money.
Just give them money. And make sure they're make sure they're a charity that you can take off on your taxes.
Yep, and that you can live
what's
with,
that,
more important. A
501c or something like that, a 50. So know what the
501c, isn't it, Ray?
3C, 501c. You there, Ray?
Wake up, Ray.
Yeah, 501c. Okay, but you know, I can just remember when I first started listening to y'all back in 2014, I think it was. It was always used the word that you're going to exchange when you go in.
Yep.
You don't say that you had gotten this for an investment purpose, but you had gotten it for an exchange. And so, with so many people buying so much of it, do you really have to say? I mean, we really need to say that still is this is I'm here to exchange.
That's what I was told. And guess what?
Yeah.
I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah, they're safe than sorry. And I guess I'm going to be going by myself because my husband doesn't believe it's going to happen. And
well, you know what? If he don't believe it when it does happen, if I was you, I would go by myself. I wouldn't even tell you.
Well, we've just been married 42 years, you know. We've just been married 42 years. So.
Okay.
So, you know, he'll get something out of it.
All right.
But, I guess I'll let you go. I won't get you in trouble about saying stuff about women not going to the bank and going with their husbands and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Tony.
Yeah. If they don't believe, I don't care if it's husband or wife, I wouldn't share the experience. And then, I mean, well, you have to if you want the contract rate. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even tell them. I'd just come home with my new car, pack my bags, and move to my new house. No, I'm just joking.
I do wanna get a new house because I'm up in my 60s. We're up in our 60s. So, you know, we gotta plan for the future, but we're not gonna go crazy on our house because who wants to have to keep up a house like that? It costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the new
house.
Okay. Well, I'll let you guys go for a Friday. So,
all right, thank you.
Say a couple of things. Thank you, guys. Keep it up.
All right, have a good
all right,
day.
Have a great weekend.
Uh-huh.
All right, sir. Let's wrap this one up. It's Friday.
All right, it is. All right, guys, everybody's on standby. Not on high alert at the moment, but they are ready to go. They are working this weekend. Everybody is telling me it's a go. The worst case scenario we heard is somewhere in the next 10 days. The best scenario I heard was because the travel card went yesterday, we could see something happen on Forex on Sunday. So it very well could be the weekend. But we're going to see what happens. All right? Do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend until you get that ever-elusive 800 number. And then let the party begin. All right, Ray.
All right, folks. That's going to do it for us. It's the weekend. Time to live it up Friday day or Friday night, whatever the case may be. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
You can't handle it. You can't. You gotta do it. somebody. Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
Hello.
This
to
is your private
conference
banker.
Recording, press
it's done.
One.
It's finished.
This session is no longer
what?
Being recorded.
Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
My layaway's expired.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy the weekend. We're out of here.